Okay, and we are broadcasting live. Shiva Yisrael in the morning. Tezayin Elul. What are we doing here? Hilkos Achilos Klau Aleph Halacha Gimel Veda. The Yisrael Achilos Huafilu Amein Meskavim Bechilos Olahach Nesin Obelibolos Oflani. We said yesterday that Rechilos was gossip, meaning I'm taking information that something happened in one place and I'm telling people in another place. Or I heard information about Shmelka, and I go over and I tell Herschel about what Shmelka did or what Shmelka said. Not necessarily derogatory, not necessarily something that he would not admit. Just the fact that I'm spreading information about one person somewhere else can bring about something bad. Now, we are... What's wrong? It's the correct book. It's just we're in the second section, Hilkos Rechilos. Now, this is, as we just said, even if the person has no bad intention, he's not intending that the reason why I'm telling Herschel what Shmelka did so Herschel will not like Shmelka. No, that's not my kavana. Afilu emgan lufidaito kadin asa. Even if I think that Shmelka did nothing wrong, ploni shadibro lava wasalamaisa. In other words, even if Shmelka doesn't even mind that I said something about him, and Herschel doesn't mind what Shmelka did. In other words, there's no evil intent, and no one would be upset by it. Keep going. Example. Okay, you have to give an example here because it's too many. So Shimon machiach Reuven amash dibra alav. Shimon's giving musa to Reuven what he said about somebody. Oh, also lo inyan ploni ploni, he did something. Reuven misnatzel atzma shadirima. Reuven argues, says no. Not that mamish Reuven did something that's vadai bad. He hit him, he stole from him. He said, listen, Reuven, you shouldn't have done that. Reuven said, what do you mean? I was right. In other words, they're having a logical argument over here. Maybe I'm right. Right? V'haraya, Shagam Yehuda Amar Lav Kain. I'll bring you a raya. He says that I'm right. Yehuda agrees also. So now Shimon finds out that Yehuda agrees to Reuven. That's gossip. Filu Hachi. In other words, I, Reuven, think I'm right. You, Shimon, think you're right. It's not that that anyone here is definitely doing anything wrong. By me saying, by the way, Shimon, I know I'm right because Yehuda said I'm right, maybe this will now cause Shimon to not like Yehuda. And now you're causing some sinner. So you never know, by gossiping and giving this kind of information and adding information like this, this Rechilus, even though it's not my kavana was just to prove that I was right. That is Rechilus. Even if it's true, shame but to Rav Sheker, even if there's no a mixture of lying at all in it. Let me buy you my open zamin chila. And this is not only if people were taka good friends beforehand, Rosh Mikri, and then he goes ahead. In other words, Reuven and Shimon were good friends. And now the fact that I am saying Rechilus from one to another, and now he finds out about it, now they're not going to be friends, right? That I'm a Rosh. Kadosh Baruch Hu is despises me because of it. Because I'm causing a break in Klal Yisrael, it's the worst thing you can do. To cause fights between brothers, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is more upset by that than anything else in the world. That's an old story. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be Michael and Avodah Zarah, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Michael in the time of Ravim ben Nevat, people did Avodah Zarah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Michael to bring the Korban. But when Klal Yisrael didn't get along and they were fighting with each other, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the Korban. You're going to say Rechilus about somebody? Metuv to Hashem. V'amar Chazal, v'zui ha-shviyas ha-kosha shebekulam, ela afilu im below ha-yezeh. In other words, they were saying different, the sixth level is Hashem is hates the person, the seventh level that it's an abomination. So the seventh level, you see, is the worst thing in the world. That's what it's saying in Pasuk and Mishlei. Ela afilu im below zeh ha-yugam gein son him. Let's say like this, Reuven and Shimon never get along. They are sworn enemies. They've never gotten along. These guys don't like each other, right? Still, and it was Ma'od v'shamei she'echad medaber roal chaveiro. And I tell Shimon that Reuven did something. I say, oh yeah, Reuven, yeah, he didn't agree with you. Shimon knows Reuven doesn't agree with you. Reuven can't stand Shimon's sight. V'chol chamaragel roal chamikri. So what? Is that a kula? You follow? if you go ahead, if there's a fight in between two people, it's not a kula that I can go ahead and do it. The famous Maisa about the Rav Moshe and the Satmar Rebbe, was it that they used to say that the problem was that in between, because Rav Moshe and Satmar Rebbe had machlokes about certain things in halacha. So people thought, though, they didn't like each other. Says, yeah, but you said what he said in the psak was terrible. How come people think you don't like each other? He says, chas v'shalom. He says, people think we don't like each other. He says, in the Shmoneh Esrei, we have three brachas. We have melech ha'hetzdaka mishpat, then you have the malshinim, then you have the tzadikim. He says, when the malshinim get in between the mishpat and the tzadikim, that's the problem. He says, the talmidim, the chassidim, were going back and forth. They thought there was a fight, a personal fight between the Rebbe and Rav Moshe. They're the ones who caused the problem. He says, not chas v'shalom. He says, we were talking in halacha, but then we didn't agree. But not chas v'shalom, there's any personal enmity. The problem is the meragel in between sometimes, the gossip in between causes the enmity. Hashakayach, everybody.